Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You know, you have hired a terrible hitman when they spit their gum into the recycling bin. It is that lack of attention to detail that is going to make Peter August's life just blow up. We're going to break it all down next on the GH Report.
Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we've got all the OGs in the house for the GH Report. Right here on a Sunday afternoon. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the GH Report. Look at this. James Light Jr., like Christian Lyon, like Dean Harmon. Holy cow. We are four strong once again. I mean, last week was our official 4 years, but, you know, James had the great idea. Said, hey, you know what? Let's keep the party rolling. Because why not? It's our show. We can do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Let's get everybody back together for a special episode. So that's what we did. I am Frank Moran.
And I'm James Lott Jr., bitches.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon.
And who are you, girl?
Dean Harvey.
Yes! All right. So it's going to be great. We're going to all be back together doing what we do best, and that is making fun and maybe giving some heartfelt thoughts. Probably less of that and more of the latter. About General Hospital. So, without further ado, like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and hop in the chat. Lucretia and James got their computers up, which means the chat is up and running. So share your thoughts there, and we'll jump into the shenanigans. Shenanigans. I kicked it off with that terrible hitman that Peter August hired.
Oh, yeah.
I will go back because I touched base with James last week, Lucretia, about what he's been thinking about the show. So for you, it's been a while since you've been on the show. So what do you think of the current state of General Hospital?
I feel like all the awards should go to Roger Howarth for not only selling this bullshit, but enjoying himself while doing it. Because he seems to be having a good time, and that's how I can be positive. But since I am Mrs. Brightside there, but yeah, like this is some bad, bad stuff. Now every once in a while, there's like a good episode, like last Friday where like Lulu and, Dustin getting on, they're cute. I'm like, this is nice. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Curtis and Laura stuff. Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have, what else is going on that's good? Yeah, there's a few good spots when Julian was trying to kill Dr. Obrick. Yeah. I'm, like, trying to find the bright spots. But, yeah, like, that was hilarious. Like, hilarious. But, yeah, some stuff is painful.
Do you think, because I feel like Roger Howarth is taking some kind of weird southern twang to his depiction of Drew, which
it's
is
like,
so
why?
Weird to me.
Like, I feel like he's enjoying this Billy, you know, make fun of him moments. Like, and then he's like, well, I'm just going to make Drew southern because this storyline is stupid enough as it is. Like,
they're all green with Lucretia right now. They're all saying Lucretia.
Now, Ladine, how about yourself? What do you think of the show so far?
In my opinion, I have no idea where the writers are going to go next with what they have going on. When I recently watched the past couple episodes, I was thinking to myself, you know, you make people switch memories, you know, when you put it on a drive, and it's just a lot of things that I'm like, okay, it can work because, you know, it's a soap opera, but then it's like a little far-fetched. I don't know how I feel about Carly being pregnant again.
That's a useless baby.
Nina is like the original Nina has been, you know, changed out.
She's like Young and Restless now, so she's busy.
I'm still warming up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know where they're going to go with this, with these storylines that they have going on. It seems like they're starting to...
Well, this is, I guess it's a cycle on GH where
Sonny is in power, and then all of a sudden people think, nah, Sonny's, you know, he's not cutting it anymore. We got to take this territory. And kind of we feel like we're starting to enter in this cycle now with this week with Sonny talking to Cassandra, saying, oh, you know, people are talking. They're thinking that you're not doing it anymore. So, Ladine, I know you're rooting for Sonny, correct?
Always.
No, Corinthos Harvey. Nobody's going to take that from me.
All right. Yep, I understand. But I'm going to go over to Lucretia, who I know I have a differing opinion of how she feels about our coffee import.
Lucretia, let me hear it.
I will say I have softened over Sonny over the years because he's been less of an annoyance than his, you know, special counterpart, Jason. So, like, by default, Sonny is slightly better, and I don't hate him nearly as much. He's no longer the Jared Leto of this scenario. because Jason and Sam have far, you know, outweighed Sonny in just being disgusting these days. Because, I kind of like Sonny being a little on the side. But then, like, there's been a few missteps. Because the Mike stuff, I will say, for a while, I was like, this is good. Like, this is a good, like, Sonny. You know, since I've been gone, I'll just say I have liked a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, this dev stuff was okay at first, but now it's like, okay, this is annoying. Like, where are we going? But I do feel like we're going to where we may get a Jax, Ava, Carly triangle, and I'm all in for that. But I don't really know what's next for Sonny until now they've had this Cassandra play, which I like Cassandra,
me
but
too.
It's maybe because I just love Jessica Tuck, but I'm just like, ooh, good, fun villain.
Throws his April Fool's
like
joke.
Sonny's, like, not the center of attention.
No,
yeah,
what you're saying.
It's,
like
it's much better.
Kind of like,
yeah,
they're giving everybody else a chance to have a solid storyline. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, and that's the thing, is Sonny's been sort of sidelined all year, because Maurice Menard's been working on other stuff, I know, and that's some of it, but yeah, it's made him much more palatable, and that's why characters like Jason and Sam, who take that, so really what's annoying is who sucks up the most screen time with being the least interesting, and that award goes to Jay Sam.
They're all like, are you getting paid, Lucretia? Like, who's paying you? They don't understand what's going on. She's changed.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, you know what? Things change. People move. Because as I say, you know, when I started this show, I hated Elizabeth. But once she got with Franco, and she became one of my favorite characters,
well,
things
she
change.
Franco
feelings
no more,
change.
So.
And she slapped Kim. She slapped the F out of Kim. She did.
I know. I loved that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But as that goes, things change, feelings change. I mean, as I told you earlier, this is not an endorsement to Pluto TV, but if you don't have cable like I do, there's a Comedy Central roast channel, and feelings do change, because at the end of the Trump roast, Chrissy Teigen is really clapping for him.
Oh, there you go.
And so, yeah, my how time flies. So, as I say, people, whether it be Chrissy Teigen and Trump, or me and Sonny, or Liz and now Kim, things change, feelings change.
I had a conversation with my mom the other day, and we were saying, like, this was Elizabeth's, like, you know, her time. She's finally solid with somebody, you know, she's happy. And then they bring something else to, like, you know, to her part. Do you guys think Elizabeth is going to be leaving General Hospital soon?
I hope
Since
not.
They won't give her, so. You know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
So. Yeah. I think something should be there
for her. Something, like, really, you know, in for the win. She's always going through some.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you need that on the soap. Nobody loves when they're too happy. Nobody loves when they're too sad. You got to ride that kind of wave. But James,
she's riding that wave.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I will ask you because Kim and Elizabeth, they get into it about who is, ignoring reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Kim that it's like, hey, Franco doesn't exist anymore? It is now Drew's memories. I'm planted on Franco, so it's I'm free dibs to sleep with this guy. Or is Elizabeth saying, like, no, we're ultimately going to get Franco back, so you are not embracing the true reality.
Right.
Yeah, Kim is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. As I said, she's crazier than me, and I have two Jeffrey Dahmer movies in my queue on my Apple TV. Like, this bitch is cray. Like, those eyes, like, and two, part of me is like, would she be doing this if this were in Cameron's body? Yes, I think she would. We had that awkward moment a few months ago.
Oh, did,
I kind of felt like they were going there, but the reception online, we weren't really into it.
Yes.
Because that's messed up. Like, seriously. And that's the thing with Kim. She's crazy. She did already try to rape Drew, too. And, like, you know, yes, poor Julian Jerome. He is the real victim in
this
all
time,
of this.
Right. Isn't that funny? This time he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because he even just was like, oh, God, come on. Let me clean up this crime scene here. Nothing to see. Drew right. will be fine. Curtis will come find right. him. Right. Like, he's good. Yeah. Let me. Oh, we'll move off with you. No. Red flag. Crazy eyes. She has them. Run away, everyone. Because this is not Drew. This is Franco's body.
It's Franco.
He's clearly mentally deranged because of this. This is a crime, I'm pretty sure.
She's taking advantage yeah. of a guy who's mentally... What's the word? I can't think the word right now. I'm not mentally unstable, but there's a word for it.
Incapacitated?
Yes, like that, right? Or something, right? There's
a
word for
it. But is she taking advantage? Because, he's got Drew's memory, so he's an active participant. Yeah. I don't know if he's being taken advantage
of. Yeah, but it's almost like...
He's aware.
Yeah.
He's very aware of his actions.
Well, he always says, I'm not in the body I know. So, on some level, he does know, right? On some level, he knows. Right. But I think for her, they had a similar storyline in Days of Our Lives where the guy was like, the girl's like, yeah, she has a split personality. She won it, but she's a split personality. Like, she's kind of mentally out of it. Like, it is kind of raping.
Maybe it's just a battle. It could be just a battle for the both of them. Like, might have someone else's mind, and because of that, you are heavily, like, attracted to the person.
You can be attracted to them, but if you're a sane human being, you know that is not them. That's why Caitlin and Stein never hooked up on the flesh. She knew that wasn't Ronnie Raymond. that's not cool. Like,
it's just weird. It's like, I feel like she should know better. I know she lost her son, and I'm sure. I know I haven't lost a child, so I'm sure it's rough. But, like, she should know better. It's like, this is not, this was Franco, like, 4 days ago. Like, he knew Franco.
Hey, my friend's husband.
Yeah, exactly. You were friends with Elizabeth. You guys were friends. Like, this is crazy. I'm like, I snapped the crap out of her, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the thing, is I wish it was, like, a full-on Ava cat fight, like, earrings off and all that. But, like, it was just good that she got to slap her. Because, like, she needs to be slapped.
Kind of into reality.
Like, I'm okay with Julian slipping and just killing her at this point. And I love Tamara. But, like, Kim has crossed the line into, like, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs territory.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy right now.
But is this a direction where you take the character to such a point where it's like, well, there's nothing really else we can do? We just gotta send her packing.
Yeah. Just Shady Brook or Ferncliff or how many.
She just leaves town. I mean, do you feel like this is. We're setting Tamara up because we don't have any of those stories for her and we're just gonna write her out of the show?
And I think she does get other work, so I think that's some of it. I saw her on The Rookie and things like that. But, and I know she was working on some show at one point. Like, but yeah, that may be where they're going just because she's so busy. But because I don't see how they can keep the character around after this, like, and where she would fit.
I just think it's weird to me because she's such a great actress.
Yeah, she's great.
They killed her off on Days of Our Lives last year, and they brought her onto this show. And I'm like, she's actually a really good actress. So it's like, you can give her stuff. We know she can act. Like, give her.
This might take time to, like, they're probably trying to figure it out.
Well, maybe, but this is this direction. I don't like this direction at all. And maybe we're not supposed to like it. That's the whole point. We're not supposed to like it. But I don't like this whole direction. I thought, you know that he's not Drew. Like, you know he's not. I can understand you getting some weird feelings kind of when you're talking. But to sleep with him, that's a whole story.
Yeah, like right away when you're going to move off with Julian, like not like she was in, it was just like that. And that's like insanity. Right. I mean, I know that Roger is beautiful and Franco is hot, but like, no, like, you know that's Franco, that's not Drew. Yes.
I mean, we had Julian take into what I thought was a character-breaking moment when he held the knife up to Alexis's throat.
Yes.
And they still kept him on the show.
It's taken
a while, but they've steered it around a little bit to where now, as you were saying, Lucretia, he's basically kind of like the odd person out in this new storyline.
Yeah, and Julian's done the right thing, for a while. Like,
for Brad Lucas and everybody,
And that's the thing that you see with Julian is he's actually tried to be a better person. And I like that we had that moment with Alexis so that now we feel a little bit like Julian might be okay after this because he did acknowledge that a lot of it was because of Alexis as well. Not everything is tied to Kim, but this will be a huge blow. But I do feel like he's not as dumb to her insanity.
Yeah, I think so.
But it is nice to see him choose. But if he gets to kill again, let it be Kim. What did I say?
Oh my god. That's so funny.
I'm sorry, it's going to take a minute for Julian to get out the doghouse with me, just like how you felt about Sonny.
As I say,
Julian's still in the doghouse with you, lady.
Maurice is not paying me, guys. Like, I just said Sonny is less annoying than Jason and Sam. I didn't say that I, you know, if he were to go away, like, I'd be fine with it. Like,
that's so funny.
Like, there's no love.
I just want to do a side note thing because people are asking. Carla is celebrating her birthday with her father. They have the same birthday.
Oh, nice.
They're born the same time on the same day. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
They're born the same time, so he turns 80. So that's why Carla isn't here. She's actually with her father celebrating the birthday.
That's right. So happy birthday, Carla.
Yeah, and Dad. Yeah.
I don't know what his name is.
So, and Dad Renata.
Renata. Yeah, that's, I think that's the official one. Yep. Absolutely. If I legally change it to that.
To Dad Renata. Yes. Exactly. Yes.
So, Ladine, I will ask you real quick, because you said that Julianne is still in the doghouse with you. It has been years since that went down. What does Julianne need to do?
It was just that bad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just no coming back from a knife to the throat.
Huh?
There's no coming back from a knife to the throat. That's it. We can't forgive.
The way he did Alexis was really grimy, and she's such a wonderful woman. Like, I don't know.
Alexis has done some messed up stuff. Yeah.
Don't had his dirt, but
yeah.
I know it's been some years, but nah.
But have you ever looked at that ass? Like that ass that is Julian's. Like, that's how it's easy to forgive him.
How cute he is.
Like,
how good looking he is. She's like, nah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm like, if he were a less attractive man, I'm pretty sure we would all just be like, why are you on this soap opera? Like,
how funny.
Well, speaking of men that might be seeking to rehabilitate themselves further, that's Peter August. So we've got this whole storyline where his life's about to go blowed up thanks to Shiloh.
I love how they just keep going and keep going with, like, forcing us to like Peter. It's like, oh, he holds Jason hostage for, like, 5 years. Cool. I like this guy. And then it's like, but he's still annoying and, like, really effeminate for a supposedly straight dude. I'm like, what's going on here? But he does look like a young Ryan Reynolds, so I try to go. And then they just keep with the piling on and the piling on, like the trying to kill Shiloh and mess up all this stuff. It's like, and maybe trying to frame Jason again. It's just like, dude, like, why do they keep building you up when we know you're leaving the show? Because, yeah, it's like, I'm on your side if you're framing Jason, but, yeah.
I just, there's no chemistry to me of him and Maxie. I see zero, I feel zero. Yeah. Chemistry. I tried. I feel I don't see chemistry between them at all. I saw more chemistry with him and Lulu at one point a little bit than I saw with him and Maxie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because him and Lulu were funny.
Yeah.
Lulu and Dustin.
Yeah, that's cute.
Oh, you like
you
them?
Don't like
them?
Okay.
I like them. They're cute. I like them. They're cute.
Okay. He was Brody on One Life to Live.
I know.
You remind y'all of Dante.
Well, Dante's gone. Dante's gone.
Yeah, Dante's gone, and I guess we just have to accept it.
You just have to accept it, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like Dustin, and I kind of like that they've just sprinkled him in, and I like that Curtis and Laura walked in on them, and then Lulu kind of got them back by being like, are y'all having an affair? Like,
that's kind of funny. That's like, ooh, okay. Now, you're not about Donnell Turner, of course. That hasn't changed my name at all. I feel about him. But no, but I like them together doing stuff. But I still, back to Peter, I don't see any chemistry with him, with anybody on the show. I just don't see him and, when him and Robert are up against each other, it's like there's no match. There's no match. Yeah. He's Robert Scorpio. Like,
and not having Fenella Hughes on the show for so long, I've missed seeing at least some scenes with her and him.
Yeah, because he was fine with her. And I think with Lulu, like, their scenes were interesting. But, yeah, everybody else, he just falls flat.
If I'm correct, Fenella's on vacation. She has that Anthony Geary deal where she goes away for a while and then she comes back. But you're right. We're missing Anna.
For sure. And, you know, the scene where we see him trying to, like, I got to eliminate Shiloh. So he hires his dumb hitman.
Yes.
Who has already failed him once, so he still wants to keep going with this guy. But he shaves down, gets dressed in like, and the police, the prisoners, or the
I liked them all shaved down. Prison uniform, kind of nice.
But what I like though is that rather than let him just carry through the plan to get rid of Shiloh, he's got to call him. He's got to call him right at that moment, that key moment. Like, you got to make sure it gets done. And then, let me know.
And somebody's gonna be right there. Somebody's gonna hear you. Somebody's gonna interrupt something. Like,
Well, I
you
guess
said he told you to go in with him and take him away. Yeah. So
just do it.
Why do you have to
just do it?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, just kill him. God,
oh, okay, Frank. They draw it out.
Yep,
they draw it out longer than it needs to be.
It is a shame, though, the actor that plays Shiloh, I forget his name, Cody something, they should have just, if we weren't going to get Tyler Christopher back, they should have just had him be Nicholas, because he's a great actor, and they've wasted him on this creepy character. But I will say, though, Shiloh, not as creepy as some people make him out to be. Like, because the Sam stuff, did anybody else feel like she really did want to have sex with him? Like, that is how the whole relationship played out to me, and I'm just like, this is messed up. Like, because even I feel like Kelly Monaco made a conscious effort, because too, he is attractive, he is her type, and like, she did mess over this guy like pretty bad. I'm like trying not to cuss, like I've been doing pretty well.
Try not to.
I was like, whoa, I did that one well.
Did good.
But yeah, it is one of those things. Am I the only one that felt that way?
No, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also feel like Sam, she's running the reverse con on him, so she's selling it more. But
she wasn't very good at selling the con part. Like, that was why I was like, Kelly Monaco is a talented actress, so why are we doing these bad acting scenes with Sam? And why is this supposed con artist buying them? But again, they had a mutual attraction. That was the weird part that I'm like, this is what makes the storyline more disgusting.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, we see at the end of this week's episode that he, I guess, Peter's boy botched it again. Because now Shiloh's out. Like, what? This guy is horrible.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Bobby. I was like, Bobby? What's Bobby doing out there?
So Shiloh is out. So we'll see what kind of mischief he gets up to. But we get to see the trial where he gets to have his day in court to be able to share his thoughts about stuff.
I don't think, like Lucretia just said a few minutes ago, I don't remember as far back as like Shiloh, the whole storyline with Shiloh, but when I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, wow, he's a good actor, but are they about to let him
go? Yeah. Ax him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's done. I saw somewhere on Twitter.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they did not re-up his contract. Yeah. Whether they want to bump him down to reoccurring,
yeah, that could happen,
who knows? Mm-hmm. But as of right now, they did not re-up his contract.
Okay, there you go.
And his name is Kobe Ryan Lachlan.
Okay.
But see, I would be down for a murder mystery.
Me too.
But I don't know if it's going to go that direction.
Yeah, because what I would like is we could just have Willow kill Shiloh and then her be gone too, because that character is super annoying. She is the babe of this show. Like, on All My Children, the really annoying, like, supposedly good character. And I'm not saying she's necessarily done anything super bad like Babe did, but, like, there's always an inherent brattiness with this character and immaturity that I just find super annoying. And she's also going to come between the cutest couple there is on this show, Michael and Chase. So, like, that bitch is dead to me. She needs to go.
Oh, but I like Sasha.
Yeah, I like Sasha. I'm fine with Sasha. Yeah. She's pretty. She's actually, like, interesting.
Yes.
But now, Lucretia, they did go, which had been rumored for the longest time, and may still happen, making Willow really his daughter.
I hope
would
not.
You be down for that or no?
No, because like as I say, that character's annoying enough, and I really do like Cynthia's turn as Nina.
Yes, fine.
It is different. Like, and I'm like, well, I think it's fine, and it's interesting. But yeah, I'm like, to me, Willow was just so shitty to Nina more than Nina was to her in a lot of ways, and just very immature. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't really care about this character at all either. So I'm like, well, I'm done. Like,
I mean, and my thing is, wouldn't it be funny if actually homegirl is Nina's daughter? Wouldn't that be a nice twist?
Because I like Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha's great. I mean, wouldn't it be funny if they actually did something, they did a real test. It's like, oh, wait a minute, she is Nina's daughter. I mean, that'd be great, actually.
Yeah, because to me, Sasha hasn't really done anything bad. Like, because this entire time she's had guilt and tried to stay away and needed, like, and even her motivations, you're like, and that's why you actually feel bad for Sasha and root for her. Because, like, she's also had to deal with, like, crap, including my girl Ava. Like, and you're like, okay, but she's pretty reasonable. And her and Michael are cute. Like,
and
she gives
him
personality.
She's still alive.
I know. I'm like,
Michael's women don't last very long.
That's me. I kept worrying she was going to die because she was with Michael.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, man, this is a kiss of death.
Yeah, so his women don't really make it out alive.
No.
Ladine?
She was going to die because she dated Michael.
Yeah, because Michael's women die.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them are dead. Even Kiki, she's dead too.
Yep. Ladine, would you rather see Michael with Willow or Michael with Sasha?
Sasha. Yeah, me too. I like Sasha.
Yeah.
I like Willow and Michael being friends.
Yes.
I actually like that. Just being friends. Because I like Chase. Like you said, I like Chase and Michael being friends. I mean, they gave him friendships. Like, actually, they're around the same age. And they gave him friendships. I think, I'm down with Michael and Chase. Okay, people.
Yeah. Like, guys, like, that is where they should go. Like,
well, they play on that on social media sometimes. Well, they play on that.
And Michael, like, he had chemistry with Brad, too. Like, yeah. I just think that they really screwed the pooch on making Michael not gay. Like, because it's just like, seriously, you have really good opportunities to just go that way, but because he's Sonny's son. Ugh.
You know, there's nothing more annoying to me than a scene where Brad's somewhere, and then Michael walks in. Yeah. Oh, you got my godson right there. Any godson scene with Michael, just like, thumbs down.
Yeah, like, am I the only one that it's like, I really... like, wish that none of this would ever come out. Lucas and Brad kind of deserve that kid. Because, like, okay, the mother is Nell. Like, obviously never going to be normal.
Yes.
The, you know, and two, she made a good point of, like, yeah, Sonny, them people, even Brad. It's like, yeah, let him stay with them. Does Michael, a single dad who is, like, the CEO of a company, even though he's not even, like, 30, whatever, does he need a kid? I guess he's got the quarter mains, which are semi-decent at this point, because most of the bad ones are dead.
Yeah, who's left?
But, like, the rest of the family is a Corinthos. Like, you know, mob, everything. I'm sorry, but I know it's wrong, but I still would rather Wiley be with Brad and Lucas. Because while Brad has turned a little cray, I like it. Like,
The one thing that it didn't really dawn to me until Ulbricht mentioned this to Brad, it's like, you know, as this kid gets older, he's going to start looking a lot more like Michael.
Yes.
And so it made me think, like, yeah, why are you guys still in town? Why aren't you moving away?
I know.
How are you going to explain that?
Because he looks like him now. The baby looks like looks like him now. Well,
And two, like, Shiloh, Michael, like, don't look that... I mean, there's, like, some of the blonde features, but as I say, me and my brother were blonde, and both of our parents had dark hair, so, like, you can easily just kind of get around that, and two, when you're like that, you can just write your own narrative, whatever you want these days anyway, so, like, oh, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Well, with Michael, I thought it was interesting, because he is usually just like, hey, you know, you gotta do the right thing all the time, and once Sasha really tells him, which I'm glad that somebody else... outside of Valentine knows.
Yes.
He, understandably, reacts like, hey, I gotta get out of here.
He was a little bitch, though. Like, it was kind of like, dude, like, you're pretty upset over, like, this person has obviously tried to tell you numerous times, feels bad, and nearly died. So he was a little bit selfish, I will say.
But I also feel like his reaction was a little bit more than I thought, because it wasn't anything affecting him.
Yeah, right.
It's like, dude, that doesn't affect you or your family. Like, because he could care less about Nina. And it was a little like, if this was somebody close to you, I could have understood. Like, if it was Carly, maybe, like his own mother, or whatever it was. Like, somebody... you're like, okay, but this, no. Like, you don't care about Nina or Valentine or anybody in this situation, dude. Like,
that's true.
There's nothing more fun than watching Valentine just stewing, like, did he say?
Yeah.
What did she say to him? What's going on? I just watching him just chew her out in the hotel room.
I love Valentine, though. Like, he is a great husband. Like, he will go through the depths for his wife. He's super romantic.
Lady, she was shaking her head, though.
Lucretia. I was like, super romantic.
He's lying.
Yeah.
Lucretia, how could you lie like that?
I'm laughing. Like, I'm just saying, Valentine, like, people give him a bad rap.
He does love Nina. He does.
I mean,
he's lying to her, but he does love her. He does love her. I mean, he's lying to her.
It's like Dexter, you know?
You see, I don't get that dynamic. Like that.
Well, I mean, in real life, it wouldn't work, obviously, but...
yeah, on the soap, though, it's like, this is romantic.
Because
this
he wanted her to be happy.
From, I don't know, I guess as the storyline progressed, it doesn't seem like it's coming from, like, a good place, because you know how much it's gonna hurt Nina.
Oh, it's gonna totally hurt her.
Once she finds out what you do, and it's like, if she wants to say, okay, I get what she signed up for, okay? But if at this moment in time she said, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, why is Valentine so, like... And it's almost in a conniving. I almost feel like doing it in a conniving way. I don't know why. I don't get love. Like, oh, he's doing this because he love her. I don't get that from this.
No.
Sometimes I feel like it's something deeper than what we're seeing right now.
But I could see Valentine thinking that, all right, this, I'm going to do this for the woman that I love to win her back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then not realizing that. Yeah,
it's Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, at first.
Except he's really hot.
And thought this is going to be a short con, because basically Sasha was supposed to just come in for a little bit
leave.
And then take off.
Yeah.
And then not completely underestimating the force that is Nina.
Yeah.
And why do you think that?
Yeah.
She got her long-lost daughter. Why do you think she's like, okay, good, nice to meet you, gotta go, bye.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna happen. If I met a long-lost daughter, that would never happen. Like, hello, I want to know you, I want to get to know you.
He was very short-sighted, but the fact that he killed her mother for her, that's pretty romantic. Like, that bitch needed to go. I love Donna Mills, but, like, she's pretty horrible character.
She needed to go. I agree with that.
And we did see, speaking of Valentine and his misdeeds coming back to haunt him, we do get to see that Cassandra makes the one phone call to Valentine.
Yes.
And to try to sort out a deal. And he's like, no, because, you know, you don't have Claudette as pressure anymore. I got rid of her while you were in your coma. You should have checked. Which is true. I don't know why Claudette did not, Cassandra did not decide to check on that as soon as she got woke up. But she didn't. And so Valentine has whisked her away. So at least the Claudette revelation is on hold for the time being.
Yes. Well, now, there's some folks in the chat room saying they think that there's a couple of theories. Everybody thinks that Dustin's a Cassadine.
Yeah.
But he's hiding that he's too good to be true right now. They're saying they're thinking that.
That could be.
And that he's and that somehow
Mark is capable of that.
Right. Yeah. And he's also kind of maybe connected to Cassandra. Somehow. And some people were saying that that Sasha is Cassandra's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somehow we're gonna find that out. Or would it be funny if Sasha was Valentine's daughter?
Oh.
We don't know his past. We don't know his family. We don't know his past.
That's true.
And it would be funny if that you take a little DNA test and all of a sudden, oh my God, it's actually his.
Yeah, that's a GH thing to do. Kind of like with Sam and Alexis and all that crap. And they've done that stuff for years.
Julian stuff. Yeah, so they have done it before in soaps. But I thought, interesting, but that's what people are saying in the chat room. And
well, speaking of potential connections and who they could be, we do have some casting news, and that is Michael E. Knight is coming.
Yes, go that.
Yes, not sadly not as Tad Martin.
No.
As some new character onto the Port Charles canvas. That's going to be up to no good at some, because that's what you want to see Michael E. Knight doing. You don't want to see him just being the happy-go-lucky guy.
No.
But who, given the storylines that we kind of have ruminating right now going on, who do you think he could be?
He should be Jeff Weber.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, is that he was going to be Jeff Weber. But I'm guessing with all the stuff going on, like, I could see him being a doctor, because he did that actually pretty well on The Young and the Restless, short.
Yeah.
Like, being a weird doctor and maybe sort of involved with the memory stuff. Because, as they say, up to no good, and I'm like, what storylines are going on?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And that is the thing, is like, and then the Cassadine stuff, like, he could be involved in that, but I don't see him being a Cassadine.
Right, I can see him involved in Cassadine stuff, but not be a cat. I can see that kind. I'm thinking, I guess. That's a good question. I'm like, what could he be right now?
Yeah, because that's me. I was like, what?
Unless he's working with Hayden Jax.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
I guess.
I mean, I just don't want.
But they're on the good side, really, because they're for Spencer, which, that's true. I mean,
I guess, but.
Yeah.
You say it, Frank. I think you're saying what I'm thinking.
I just feel that. Yes. I don't want it to be like a Hillary B. Smith thing where you bring him in for like two episodes and then that's it. It's like, if you're bringing in, you know, the infamous Tad Martin as some new character, I want to see him around for a little while.
Me too. Me too.
To waste that just for like a day or two. It's like,
I agree.
I agree with that too. I don't want them to waste him.
Yes.
I'm afraid that they've done that before, obviously.
Yeah.
He's an amazing three-time Emmy-winning actor or whatever. I mean, he's amazing. I'm like, let's not waste him.
Yeah. And where is David Hayward?
Well,
that
right now,
character played by Vincent Irizarry should be on this show.
He's on Bone View for right now, so that's what he's doing. Yeah. So there you go.
I mean, and I know that there's the real world realities of casting budgets, things like that. But I gotta admit, like, as much as I love the idea of where they've, you know, especially when Roger first came over to the show, extending into the One Life to Live and All My Children universes and bringing them in, once that whole thing with Prospect Park happened and things changed. I've been underwhelmed by any kind of touchstone they wanted to make back to those original shows.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm underwhelmed by the usage of those characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like with Nora, it's like that's never been great, like, to really to showcase that character. And also, that character didn't even really fit when you could have picked a lot of other people. Yeah. Like, because as I say, like Ted King or, like, Vincent Irizarry would have fit so much better. Because David Hayward even has a past with Anna Robin with characters that are on this show.
Yeah.
Like, and it would just make so much sense, but they refuse to do that. Because, too, like, especially with a lot of this stupid shit, like, like the memory swap. Like, this is like right up David Alley. He sold so many dumb storylines. Like, remember the punch bowl that was like that, libido zone or whatever it was, and everybody was banging on the boat? That was stupid as hell, but it was funny. And then he had to sell, like, oh, bring everyone back to life at the end of that show. It's like, oh, everybody. We even got like a fake out with Josh Duhamel. It was great.
Yeah.
And that was dumb, but it worked.
And right now, I keep forgetting, Hayden has a child.
Yeah, I mean, we know that she's been on the phone.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything else.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. I think it has to be what's-his-name's child.
Yeah, it is Finn's kid.
Yeah, Finn's child.
Yeah.
Right? I forgot about that. Just somebody brought that up. I'm like, oh, yeah. Child.
Yeah, so I feel like that is just percolating in the background.
just sitting there.
All right, Ladine, how excited are you to want to see... Do you want to see Nicholas Cassadine back on the show?
Mm-hmm. I would like to see Nicholas Cassadine back on the show.
Yeah.
If he can't be played by Tyler Christopher, is that a problem? You're just happy to have the character back? Or it's got to be Tyler Christopher?
Certain people you just need in the role.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, especially for the amount of history, I would really like to see him, you know, back in that same, you know, I would definitely like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great, but the longer this goes on, we would have heard by now. If they had Tyler Christopher coming back.
Yeah.
And then we haven't, just frustrates
to you guys,
me.
But sometimes when, you know, they bring on new people to replace seasoned roles, it's almost like I have to, like, dive back into it again, like, kind of get used to the person and, you know, trying to place the history of that character with this new person in this role. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's a little bit, like, weird trying to adjust to new characters.
A little jarring.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of, like, giving soap opera royalty more meat on the show, I love having Tristan Rogers back.
Yeah,
great to have the Scorpio boys. But
your boys are back. Yes,
they're
here.
They're getting more.
And maybe just my ignorance in true legal proceedings in the courtroom.
Yeah,
but we have the trial Shiloh start, and we have Tristan Rogers. Robert brings in the ADA to do that.
Yeah,
I'm like, why? Why isn't this scene for Robert to be able to do all this?
Thank you.
And it was weird, too. Like, we had these two new lawyers we'd never seen, and, like, in this big trial. Mm-hmm. So why would they do that? Like, because usually that's the big scenes for Alexis or Scotty or even Nora had been it. Like, and they'd already set up different lawyer characters. So why these two brand new women for no reason? Like, that's what I thought was weird, because I'm like, this is a good time to shine for Diane or somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like,
Diane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Diane.
Yeah. Diane's the best.
Our girl Carolyn Hennessy. We love her. You know, we all love her here. I thought the same thing. I was like, why do we have, I mean, kudos, needs some acting, needs some roles. And I'm not trying to take many people's actors. But we do. We have a plethora of lawyers on the show already.
Yeah.
That could easily could have done this with history.
Especially if he's new to the role, I want to see Robert in the courtroom doing his thing. It's like, all right, you've told me you're a lawyer. Let me see you doing some lawyering so I really buy this.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, there's just a lot of weird stuff. But Michael B. brought up a good point, just rewinding a little bit, that they haven't said they were working for Spencer. That it could be Nicholas. Because I just always assumed, because that's the rightful heir at this point. But it's like, they really haven't said it. And that, to me, seems like someone that Jax would help. And then, of course, Hayden, too.
But every time somebody mentions, like, oh, you're doing this for Spencer, nobody will say...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Nobody confirms it. Everybody's just like... We're helping the rightful heir.
The rightful heir.
And a lot of people have speculated that maybe Hayden's child isn't Finn's, and that's part of the problem, too. But to me, could it have been Nicholas's? I think she was only with Finn that we saw on screen.
That's what I thought so, too, right?
Yeah.
And then we had that terrible ex of hers that came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God, that's the... That was tired, too. But I think it's Finn's shot. I don't think it's Nicholas. I think it was too far back.
All right. So you guys are getting married. how many of you would reach out to have Obrecht be the person to give you away at your wedding?
I'd have Kathleen Gotti do it.
Yeah,
she's great.
The actress.
I love Obrecht, but man, like that scene when Julian was like contemplating trying to kill her was hilarious. Like this whole Obrecht stuff. I'm glad that they keep her involved.
Yeah,
and that was really sweet. But it is just like it's sad because you know that it won't happen because like something's going to go wrong already. Because it's like Ulbricht's not that bad because like I do love the scenes with her and Brad sparring.
Oh yeah,
because they're funny characters.
Yeah. But I mean Nina does. I mean Nina and Ulbricht have become close.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean that has happened. I mean, if you want to go by that, they have become close. They've gotten closer and closer.
And then, she doesn't really have anybody else.
No, and they're really kind of selling it like that. You said this kind of ragtag group of people. They're all related somehow, but they're all kind of like. They're all misfits, so to speak. That's kind of how Nina keeps selling it.
Lady, I see how excited she is. She would do it. You would have Obrecht walk you down the aisle.
And that's a no. No. I'd rather have Mac walk me down the aisle, if anything.
Yeah.
That Silver Fox, of course. Yeah,
it's like, man, they've just got the sexy old guys on here with Mac and Robert. Like, I'm so glad to see the Scorpio boys back in action because they still look great.
I thought of Frank exactly when he started getting more time. And I was like, because I met Tristan Rogers recently, and I was like, he's so nice in person. He's hot.
Like, he's like 80, and he's still hot.
I don't know how old he is, but he is hot. Yeah. He is hot. He's an older, hot man.
Yeah.
He is. Very nice. Very nice wife, too.
Like James Rowland.
Oh, yeah. He's with Barbara.
I know he's 80.
He's with Barbara. Yeah.
Now, James, you mentioned Brad for a hot second there. We get to see the scene with him with Julian. Wanting to know, hey, Julian, did you mess with the brakes on Obrecht's car? And I liked how Brad, like, so afraid to kill anybody. Like, I can't do this. This is what you're good at, Julian. Now tell me all your details. if you want to have him do it, just stay out of it.
I know.
After that.
Yeah. I was laughing very hard with that
this
scene.
Like Brad unraveling is so funny to me. Yes. Like, I love Perry and I love the character of Brad.
He's great.
So I'm just like, I'm in for this. It's funny at least.
Me too.
It's like Spider-Man 3. It's like you just gotta laugh and then it'll work out. Like
I was laughing too. I thought it was kind of funny actually. You're right. Everything you said was correct. I was laughing.
Within this, they tried to say, I guess, why they wanted Obrecht gone, but I kind of missed a lot. Y'all want to fill me in?
She knows the truth about she knows the truth about the baby, about baby Wiley. She knows the truth. Yeah. She delivered the baby.
Yeah, she delivered Nell's baby.
She delivered Nell's baby.
Okay.
Yes, but she found out later. She wasn't in on the scheme. She found out later because she's like, wait a minute, that's Nell's baby, and I gave birth to that baby, and that's how she knows what's going on. So that's why. So Brad's
why he's up in it.
Yep.
So she's got to go down, Ali Dean. She's got to go, right?
Yeah.
Her hands are out of it. Her hands are out of it. Stay on there.
We'll see what the writer's going to do with this one. Because obviously they're getting cold feet.
Yeah, curious. I am curious. You guys both, like, you both said how you don't know what's going to happen. This kid's like, what are they going to do with this? Like, who's going to actually tell?
Yeah.
Like, how's it actually going to come out?
This has gone longer than I thought it would.
It's been over a year.
And I feel like that's just their part of trying to figure out how they want to mold it.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just putting a little here, a little there, a little, just giving us a little bit of everything. So we're like, what is going on?
Yeah, this is longer than the All My Children, One Life to Live, crossover.
Baby
search,
Well, as our resident general hospital historian, when they did the whole thing with Jason Quartermain, and who was the real father for that, how long did they drag that story out?
Not that long. This is so funny. The whole thing with Susan Moore and all that stuff, that was not a long storyline. Back in the day, when I guess do it quickly with Monica and Alan and Rick Weber and Alan and Susan, it was all just part of this big storyline. They just kept doing it that went on for years, but the baby thing was out really fast, and then Susan was killed, and Monica raised Jason the baby.
Yeah, it's
even the AJ Quartermain thing wasn't that long either. They thought it was Rick's daughter. It went not long as the pregnancy, and that was it. Then it came out that he was Alan's child.
Yeah, this
they didn't last long.
Gone on, and I'll be curious to see because every time you think it's now they're going to say it, they drag it out a little bit further. So
it's going longer than I thought too. I didn't think it was going to last longer there.
But I am just waiting for Nell to do her jailbreak, and
then
she
does. Come on, Clayton, that's my girl. Come on, girl, check this show.
So, folks, we're getting close to wrapping up.
My God,
time has flown by so fast. But, Ladine,
close to what?
Yeah, we're getting close to wrapping up. It's gone by so fast.
What time is it?
Time to go.
I know. Ladeen, before we go.
For real. I really miss you guys.
Yeah. This was great. This was actually fun. This was a lot of fun, you guys. This is like 4 years ago. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
3 years ago.
Before we say goodbye to you, though, Ladeen, just to catch everybody up, tell everybody what you're doing.
What are you doing
right now?
What are you doing?
I'm just home.
What do you got going on in your life? What's happening? What do you have going on in your life? I'm sure all the GH Report fans would love to know what you're doing right now.
Right now, honestly, I wrestle shoplifters. And I'm just playing.
That's a cool job. All right. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I do undercover work. I'm still doing like little things here in Miami, hosting some, events, but it's not a lot of opportunities here as there is in California. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying to do what I love on top of trying to survive. So it's been a weird little balance, but
You look good. You look good.
You look fantastic, and I'm so glad that James reached out to you, and I'm so glad you took the time to spend your Sunday with us.
Thank you so much.
You guys are my story. You three are part of my story here at AfterBuzz. You're part of my story, always. Mm-hmm. Part of my story here.
In person one of these days.
Come on out.
You do it. That'd be great. We'll have an in-studio reunion. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Link will be reunited.
That's right. Oh my gosh, the chemistry will be off the charts.
Link.
Folks, that's going to do it for this super special episode of the GH Report, celebrating 4 years. Yes. I'm so glad for all of you for taking the time out of your Sunday to come back.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. And then I'll just be all alone after this. Again.
Carl will be back for you. Yeah. So you're back.
That's fine. And thank you, folks, for joining us for 4 years and a week here on AfterBuzz TV. We're just going to keep going strong. We're just going to keep doing it because there's always more GH. So there's always more GH to break down. So, folks, thanks for joining us. As always, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And thank you, everybody, for hopping in the chat. Mm-hmm. But if you want to stay in touch with any of us, Ladeen, where can they find you on the World Wide Web?
Talk to me on Instagram at LadeenJ.
Good. Love it. Papa Bear, James Lott Jr.
You can follow me. We're all James Lott Jr. sold on social media. James Lott Jr. everywhere. Thank you.
Mrs. Brightside still has new episodes every Tuesday. That is anywhere you can download a podcast, iTunes, or no, now it's just Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever. You'll find Mrs. Brightside. And since I am Lucretia Lyon, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
You know where to find me. I don't need to tell you more. If you don't know by now, then forget you guys. Folks, thanks for joining us for this very special episode. I'll be back. Carla will be back. Yes. Who knows who? Yeah. Maybe we'll grab all these guys back. Yeah. I'm not going to let him go that easy. But we'll definitely be back here next Sunday for an all-new episode of the GH Report right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Peace. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.